Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 8 December 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. Boy, we have got a guest on tonight that I wasn't planning on having on tonight, but when I found information about what we're going to share with you, I had to have him on tonight to explain what's going on. This kind of took me by surprise, but you'll find out why in a few minutes. Before I bring up our guest tonight, don't forget that, Lord willing, we're going to have church this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. You can join us for a worship service, a prayer request and testimony service. And then, of course, at 11:30, we'll start our current events. Then at 1 o'clock, we'll do our teaching. So I hope you'll join, 12 o'clock. I hope you do, no, 1 o'clock, excuse me. I hope you'll join us if you can. You can join us if you want to on live stream. Just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, click on live stream, and there you'll see us right there with the number on the screen where you can call and talk to us if you want, share a testimony, ask prayer requests, whatever you want to do, join in the Bible study, whatever you want to do, that's what that line's for. Or you can listen on the phone. And this number is easy to remember, and how long it's going to last, I have no idea. The numbers change from time to time, but we have nothing to do with it, folks. We don't do it. We don't control that. But the number is 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866 to listen on the phone starting at 10:30 Eastern Time, Saturday morning. You can join us if you like. We'd love for you to join us in church, please. And don't forget, next Tuesday night, we're announcing this several times so people know that Dr. Rodriguez is going to be on with us. Tuesday night, take your health questions. Any issue you have, I don't care what it is, anything from high blood pressure to cancer, whatever it is, you call Tuesday night, Dr. Rodriguez, ask him questions. He'll counsel you on the air for what he can. He'll take a phone call the next day on toll-free number to help you if he can with a much longer discussion. But Tuesday night will be a health program for you to call and ask all the questions you like. I hope you'll join us and certainly call in and talk to us. And if you listen tonight on shortwave, don't forget that Melody Seastrom, folks, is paying for 6115 shortwave tonight while you're listening. And by the way, if you can't hear it that way on 6115 at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, this program will be repeated on 3215 frequency, 3215 frequency. So you can always re-listen to the repeat right there if you want to, because we want you to get it if you can at all. Seriously, we do. And, of course, we're still offering a three-book special. Three books, folks, that I think you'll find very interesting for $18. That's is Cremation Christian. Very good book. I get that question brought to me a lot. I think you'd be glad you got it if you get it. And a little booklet called Warning, 1965. A guy named Fagan predicted the future that long ago. Warning, 1965. And then The U.S. and Great Britain in Prophecy. Another excellent little book, folks. Everybody should read that. U.S. and Great Britain in Prophecy. All three of them, $15. And if you want a copy that is Christmas Christian, it's available also for $7 sent to you, sent right to you. And we just increased the 23-page report to a 33-page report because we added to it German lawyers initiate class action coronavirus litigation. And in the lawsuit, they're proving that the coronavirus is a hyped up now, flu, common flu, and they're shutting down the world with it. This will be included in a 23-page report. And again, a donation of $5, pay postage and handling, the different things. But now, if you did not get this report, if you already ordered the 23-page report, just let me know. We will send you the 10 extra pages at no charge. Just let me know. Say, Pastor, I didn't get the 10-page report. You've already sent me other reports. I'd like to have a copy of the 10-page report on litigation in Germany. Folks, it's something we all need to read. Coronavirus is hyped up big time, and it's doing a very good job enslaving the people and getting us used to the idea of being enslaved. It's a 10-page report. It'll be added to the other 23 pages. Again, $5 for all 33 pages. If you didn't get the first one, call 800-777-4403 and say, add the 10 pages to it. Give me the address. We'll send it right to you, no charge. Okay? I want you to have it. That's that important. We got to know. We have to know, folks, what's going on. We have to be up to date what's happening, be knowledgeable of what's going on around us, or we'll fall into the snare also. And think what Bill Gates said. Now, I'll play this tomorrow night on the radio broadcast. Bill Gates said he wants all 7 billion people on the planet vaccinated. Never before in history has this ever been tried. That's why I'm so concerned how it lines up with the Mark the Beast. Now, I'm not saying it's a Mark the Beast. I didn't say that. How it lines up the idea to prepare for maybe if this isn't it, to bring the real one forth. 7 billion people they want to vaccinate. This is really a herd mentality. They own the world, and now they're going to vaccinate your cattle, even against their wishes. It's coming, folks. It's already started. It truly has. And, of course, again, a 2-for-1 special, REM sleep, and or Tranquil, a bottle of each for $28.95, or two of either one of them for $28.95 delivery. That's $3 over the regular price, but you get a whole bottle basically for free. Since you've been calling 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Our guest tonight, gentlemen, I had on some months ago. He is the CEO of Trail Life USA. That is the organization that has taken the place of Boy Scouts, and we'll get into more detail in a little bit. Boy Scouts, as you know, coming to a huge, huge scandal, just like the Catholic Church did. And we're going to discuss that some tonight, because unfortunately, the churches that support the Boy Scouts may have gotten themselves into a legal bind and didn't even know it with all these lawsuits. And that's true. That's very true. Mark Hancock, are you there?
Hey, Pastor Bush. I sure am.
It's good to have you, my friend. Now, you know to make yourself to home and enjoy yourself tonight and tell your story. And before we get into what we're talking about tonight, tell the folks, for those new listeners, who you are, who Mark Hancock is, what you've done, what you do now, just to share a little bit of information about you.
Well, I thank you for that question. You know, we all love talking about ourselves, so I get a little chance to do that.
Sure.
I've spent a number of years in ministry around the world, putting together conferences and evangelical meetings all over the world. In Africa, we have meetings of 200,000 people in our meetings. So I've gotten to see a lot of people come to the Lord through the ministry of that I served in. But more recently, the last 7 years or so, I've been serving as CEO of Trail Life USA. We're the Christ-centered, boy-focused, character leadership and adventure organization. We are organized in troops. We're an outdoor organization for boys from kindergarten through 18 years old. So you can guess if we're an outdoor organization, then we're doing things like camping and hiking. We have uniforms and handbooks and awards and a robust awards program, and we're raising boys up to be godly young men. We have 830 something troops all across the country, 30,000 members in all 50 states. So we've grown pretty quickly over the last 7 years or so.
Great. And so you were a minister before you ever started doing this?
I was. I was in ministry. I was a youth pastor. I was an associate pastor. I was also in private practice as a mental health counselor and marriage and family therapist. And I served on the board of a ministry, of an international ministry, and they they asked me if I would volunteer to go around the world as a global event director for a gentleman named Dr. T.L. Osborne. He's stood before more people, seen more salvations than any man in the history of the world. He was traveled around the world. He was contemporaries with Billy Graham and Oral Roberts and all those guys. But he went to the world, and they stayed here in the United States. So we don't know him so well here, but they know him very well, in other countries. And that's who I got to serve in setting up meetings all over the world.
So you kind of covered the gambit. I mean, you went from youth pastor to marriage counselor, and I'll tell you what, in today's society, I'd say that would be a full-time job with the problem we have in marriages.
Well, I'm trying to decide what I want to be when I grow up. So I've tried a lot of different. Actually, when I got out of college for the first 15 years, I ran an advertising agency, and then I came to the Lord, and I just couldn't do that anymore, and that's when I moved into ministry and helping with homeless ministry. And then, like I said, I went back to school and got a couple of master's degrees in mental health counseling and counseling psychology, and did that for a while. And then went back into pastoring and my wife ran a pregnancy crisis center. So we've always been ministry folks and just kind of holding things with a light touch and just asking where the Lord would lead us. And about 7 years ago, he led us into being along with about 300 other people at the founding of Trail Life USA. And I was on the board of directors, and then I stepped off the board to run the organization. So it's been quite a journey.
Sometime I have to have you on again to discuss that in a little more detail, what the Trail Life really is all about. And we had you on been several months ago. I need to do it again sometime, bring people to date what's happening there and what y'all do. But I would say that was a big undertaking. I mean, to build a national organization, to involve children in a Christian organization that is being monitored, I'm sure, unlike the Boy Scouts or the Catholic Church, you're monitoring the people that work with you, and you're very careful about who you let work with the children and teach them the right way. But we'll discuss that sometime in the near future, perhaps. But everyone out there listening tonight already knows about the scandal with the Catholic Church and how the Catholic diocese would just move the priests around to cover up their sexual perversion with young boys and girls. And they covered it up and moved around until they got caught finally, and the truth come out. And the Boy Scouts, unfortunately, it's hard to believe. I mean, I was naive growing up. Boy Scouts were really respected and honored, and for a while I'd say they deserved it. I never was a Boy Scout because there weren't any troops in the area where I lived. But nonetheless, the Boy Scouts were always revered as being something that was good and clean and wholesome. And all young boys should maybe be part of to grow up to be men, learn honor and integrity and trustworthiness and all the qualities that you'd expect in a young man. Unfortunately, that got derailed over the period of time. And we'll discuss what that's going to mean for the church's folks in a minute. But, brother, go ahead and address the fact about the Boy Scouts and why they didn't bring this to a head themselves when they had a chance.
Well, of course, I'm not an expert on Boy Scouts, but I know that there are years that it's now becoming apparent that they weren't taking the care that they should have been taking, of boys. About 7 or 8 years ago, they started to kind of lose their way in terms of the morals and the values of the organization. That's led to now where they've declared bankruptcy, and they just had 90,000 sex abuse cases filed against them just maybe a week or two ago. That case ended. They closed the door on anyone who could file against them. So they're in an interesting place right now. And, it's sad. They have a tremendous legacy. Of course, hundreds of thousands of boys, millions of boys were members over the years of Boy Scouts of America. It's a great organization with a great legacy. My oldest son is an Eagle Scout. He left the Boy Scouts when they started to lose their way, and he joined Trail Life at our beginning. And he got the highest award in Trail Life, which is called the Freedom Award. So we loved Boy Scouts, loved being involved with them. I was just a parent. I wasn't a member. But I loved the opportunity my boys had in the outdoors, and we were part of a troop that was a strong Christian troop. But when the Boy Scouts started to lose their way, that church just could no longer sponsor that troop. They couldn't be involved anymore. And then we started up Trail Life USA, and that troop and many others. On our first day, we had 10,000 members, Pastor. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
10,000 members that moved over from Boy Scouts because they understood the value of a Christ-centered program.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Many Boy Scouts. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's been interesting to watch it as it develops. You know, in the beginning, we had a lot of people came over from Boy Scouts because they were disappointed in the decisions that they're making. And every couple of years, they go a little bit farther down that path. And of course, less than half of our members are formerly Boy Scouts, but we do have a lot of former Boy Scouts who've gone our way.
Well, there's no doubt there are thousands and thousands of boys went through the Boy Scouts and were taught the right way by good counselors and good leaders. No doubt that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But when they started becoming infiltrated with sexual deviance, and they had to be known sooner or later, they maybe should have took a greater action to stop this. But when do you think this really started getting to be a situation that can no longer be hidden?
Well, again, I'm not an expert on their history, but I do know that our second employee was the former general counsel of the Boy Scouts of America. He was their lead attorney for years, and he was fired when they kind of started to make their decisions, and he didn't agree with them, and they didn't like that he didn't agree. But so we have some insight into the way that the organization had been run even before he had gotten there. He was, I think, with them for 11 years, but. What's apparent is that they definitely could have been more careful in the way that they handled abuse, known abuse in the organization, and it appears as if they weren't totally upstanding in terms of straightforward in revealing, you know, new dangerous men who've been in the organization. And so, of course, we have a policy. We're forged in the fires of this cultural battle that we're in right now, and we have the history and the of Boy Scouts to look and say, okay, well, how can we do things different? So at Trail Life, we have very robust child safety, youth protection training. We have background checks on all of our adults, not just once, but they're background checked. Every 5 years, we run background checks on every adult member. And we have what we consider to be the gold standard in abuse protection. So we have, you know, we're committed to boys and to keeping them safe. And we think that it's critical for our organization to be able to maintain its high standards and high regard in the community to have the best adults that we can. So, like I said, they're all background checked, child safety, youth protection trained. Each one of them has a personal reference from the church. That charges that troop, and so that pastor of that church is saying, "Hey, I'm vouching for this man. I know him. He's a good man. He's a good leader." Those are some protections that weren't in place in Boy Scouts or in some other youth-serving organizations. So we're pretty confident that we've got the best formula for keeping boys safe.
And what was the law you're seeing that he didn't agree with? What was he seeing that he wanted to correct and they wouldn't correct?
When they changed their policy, when they opened in 2013, they decided to allow open and avowed homosexual boys in the organization. And now, of course, there's always been homosexuals in Boy Scouts. That's no surprise. But the open and avowed was the difficult part, because if you're
Absolutely.
A church. And you have a boy who shows up and he's struggling with sexual identity, well, you can counsel him or whatever, and you keep it quiet. But in Boy Scouts, they were requiring that the troop leaders had to acknowledge, accept, and allow the open and avowed claims, which is difficult. If you're running a troop and you're going camping, and you have a boy who's openly saying that he's attracted sexually to other boys, well, who do you put them in a tent with? And you put them in a tent with another boy who's sexually attracted to other boys? Do you put them in a tent with a boy who's not sexually attracted to other boys? Do you put them, you know, and create that dynamic? So it became a very difficult thing, and so he didn't like that. And he also predicted at the time, he said, listen, I know you're just starting with boys, because their first ruling said that as soon as they turned 18, they were adults, and adult homosexuals were not allowed in Boy Scouts. And he said, that's not going to, you're not going to be able to maintain that. You can't have a boy who is an Eagle Scout and is open about homosexuality, has his 18th birthday, and then you kick him out. You know, how are you going to do that? And of course, they weren't able to maintain that. They then opened up to open and about homosexual adults, the troop leaders and everything. And then they went transgender boys, and then they went transgender adults. And then, of course, the latest thing, they opened up to girls. And we think girls are great, but we really believe that boys and girls are different, and that boys need a program that's aimed at their strengths and encouraging them. And so he predicted all these things, and he told them, if you do this, all of this is going to happen. And they didn't want to hear that. And so they released him. Of course, it was our blessing to have him, because, of course, he had so much experience in legal affairs and running a youth organization. That was really helpful to us. It was a gift from God to us. Good man of faith. He passed away a couple years ago, but a powerful, a very good friend and a good man of faith, and he came around at just the right time.
Well, you know, obviously anyone, all of them had to know that they couldn't maintain that. When they started letting this happen years ago, and I remember when it happened, a lot of parents took their boys out of Boy Scouts, and they should. They did a good job taking them out and giving them, that's good for them. But they should have known that this couldn't fly very long, and they give in to pressure. Now, I got to ask you this question, though. Did they give in to pressure because there was pressure, or because somebody there preferred to have it the way they changed it to?
You know, the public perception is that they were pressured to make the change. The reality is that they willingly made their membership changes. It was money at the top is what it was. And so a lot of the organizations that were providing the finance and the money, corporate contributions for Boy Scouts, wanted them to make these changes. And so they had to go where the money was. And so with Trail Life, like I said, we began in this time when they, when Boy Scouts was paying a price for those decisions. And so we structure ourselves so that we don't run off of donations. We accept donations, but those are for pilot projects, those for advancing the program. But we run on an everyday basis. We run on our member dues and on our store sales, and I do all the budgeting for the organization. We have about 25 employees, and we run the organization based on our member dues and our store sales. So those are the people that we work for. We don't work for the corporate donors or the people who are writing the big checks. And we like those big checks, but we do things like make improvements to our 127-acre facility and upstate South Carolina. We do those sorts of things with the donations that are made, or we do advances on our online troop management system. We use it for other things, but we don't use it for our everyday running the program. And so we don't owe anything to anybody who may believe differently than we do. And the other thing that we do that keeps us strong is we have a board of directors that's elected by the troops. Each troop has a vote. And so where Boy Scouts was very centralized and those guys didn't answer to anybody, we have a board of directors who is elected by our members. And the key functions of Trail Life USA, like our membership standards, who we're going to allow in, our statement of faith, our statement of values, those sorts of things, they can only be changed by an 80% vote of our members, which means that every troop that joined us, you know, because they liked our statement of faith and our statement of values, 80% of them would have to change their mind and say, no, we want all that changed. So it's not very likely to happen. So we think that we've secured Trail Life for the future because of the decisions that we made and the way that we're structured legally.
Well, you know, what you just said about the Boy Scouts, and this is hard to accept, but it's really true. They were willing to sell their boys' safety and moral well-being for money. If the guys get the money and wanted them to change, they change no matter what the consequences. They preferred the money over the boys' moral life and their safety. Now, that's pretty hard, but that's the way it is.
It is hard, and you can make that connection. I don't know that it was that direct. I don't think that there was evil intent that they were sitting around the table saying, well, we'd rather have the money than the boys. But you're right. Ultimately, the decisions that they were making, they may have been making saying, hey, with this money, we can have a much better program for boys. You know, I like to give them the benefit of a doubt that somewhere in the program there are men who were good, strong men who wanted to see boys benefit. But the end result is what you're saying is that the money overrode the best interest of the boys, we believe, and now they're paying a price for the bankruptcy and of course the drop in membership and the earth-shaking changes that they've encountered over the last couple of years just to try to keep themselves afloat.
Well, you know, Christ tells it. The Scripture tells that a little leaven, a little sin, makes a whole lump full of sin. You let a little bit of cancer in the body, it will spread. It will do it. So I would like to think, I'm sure somebody, including the lawyer that you work with for a while, saw through that and saw that they can contain this. This won't just be one little move. This is going to grow. You cannot giving the evil. Evil will not be content with a little bit. It wants everything. That's been shown even in a society today with the homosexual movement and the trans movement. They don't want equal rights. They want superior rights. And they're willing to die to get it. And that's very true. So I have a hard time thinking that any intelligent adult could not see the fact that if they open the door to one, it'd be 10, and then 20, and 30, and 150,000, whatever. And they had to. I cannot believe that they couldn't see that. That was almost to me like an impossibility for not to be able to see that. But now, so the Boy Scouts are basically non-existent now. I mean, they don't even exist anymore as far as organization, do they?
They do. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and reorganization, which allows them to continue to operate and gives them some protection from the lawsuits that are coming against them. But that's their status right now.
Well, what's their standard now on homosexuality?
Their membership policy continues to say that open and avowed homosexual boys and adults, transgender boys and adults, and transsexuals are open and avowed are welcome in Boy Scouts.
They shouldn't exist in. That should not be something that's allowed, but it is, unfortunately. They should not exist in law.
Well,
any parent to put their child something like that is unbelievable.
Well, you know, it's a dramatic change from who it was, what they were, for, you know, for over 100 years. And, you know, when you lose your way, Pastor, you know, especially when you talk about if you're an outdoor organization, we understand if we don't stay on the path, then we get out in that high grass, and you just don't know what you're going to find out there. And I think that's where they found themselves. And like I said, it's probably just good men with good intentions who just either listened to the wrong people or got bad advice or whatever. But, you know, they are where they are. But you know what? It's opened the door for an organization like Trail Life USA to be unapologetically Christian, which
Amen.
The Boy Scouts hasn't been in a long time, and boy-focused, which is critical for boys. If the Boy Scouts hadn't done that and we tried to start this organization, I don't know that we would have been so successful.
You wouldn't have been as busy as you are right now. That's a fact. Folks, we're going to make a lot more talk about it. If you have any questions, comments, be sure and call. But we haven't got to the meat of the interview yet. You're going to hear something that might surprise you. But the line's open, 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor. a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Store Foods, the only store food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hi, folks. We're back here and talking to Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life USA, discussing with the Boy Scouts. I'd like to say fell into. They walked into their eyes wide open. They can't convince me otherwise. They did. But before I forget this announcement, please, if you would, please, this is very important. Come February, thereabouts, we'll make some decisions on what stations we're not getting any response from and what we're going to cut to save some money. And I hate to say that, but it's coming to that. If when you call the office or write to us or send a donation or order something, please, if you would, just say I listen on whatever station, whatever it is, in Florida or Washington State or Oregon, Utah, that this is how I listen on such and such station or I listen on WWCR shortwave. Let me know how and so I can make the right decisions. I don't want to cut anybody off. The folks' finances are not the best right now, and it usually happens this time of year. This is worse than normal, and I understand why. People are having a hard time paying the bills because they're out of work because of COVID and many other things happening here. But nonetheless, please, if you call the office, talk to Lisa or talk to us on Thursday. Tell us how you listen, please. And if you write to us, tell us the same thing because we want to know where we're getting the most bang for the buck, so to speak. They're reaching the people that are responding and want this broadcast on their area. Please do that if you don't mind. I'm going to talk to Mark Hancock, Trail Life USA CEO, discussing the problem that the Boy Scouts had, and it's a problem they brought on themselves. I was surprised talking to Mark during the break that some churches are still supporting the Boy Scouts. It doesn't surprise me in the sense that I know churches are even ordaining homosexuals now. But it breaks my heart to know that so-called churches are still supporting an organization that they know is caught with all manner of evil and corruptness among it. And when they gave in to the boycott of the homosexuals, and for the sake of money, to me as a pastor, that would end our relationship immediately. Immediately, never touch them again. But now, what's this going to mean to the churches, Mark, that did this, that supported the Boy Scouts? What's coming up next? The Boy Scouts have capped off their lawsuits. We know that. They can't be sued any longer. They've capped off the time bringing in. What's next?
As far as the Boy Scout changes?
Well, with the churches and everything, the Boy Scouts are pretty much, I guess they're done with as far as lawsuits, and they've already got those in the courts and the money put back, I guess, to pay them. But how's this going to affect churches?
Well, churches need to be paying attention to this. Of course, it's been in the news about the abuse cases. Like I said, 90,000 of them filed on November 16th is when they closed the door on the deadline for filing any claims. But the challenge, in fact, the Southern Baptist Convention sent out a notification from their attorneys in Nashville, their law firm, advise that churches just need to understand the position that they're in if they have a Boy Scout troop. Because legally, what's going on, because there's this class action suit to handle all these 90,000 cases through a single process, if a church has an abuse issue that comes up related to the Boy Scout troop, and they're not part of those 90,000 cases, the church will not get legal representation from the Boy Scouts. And that's kind of frightening, because for 100-something years, the Boy Scouts have always backed their troops and the churches, and they've told the church, hey, if you have any problems there, we'll come behind you and we'll help you. We'll give you legal advice. We'll handle any court cases or charges if some of the adults are bad actors. And they've always been able to say that. But they'll close the door. They have closed the door on November 16th. And if a church has an abuse case that comes up going forward during the period of time that the case covers, which is the last, I think, 50 years or something, the Boy Scouts aren't going to provide attorneys, and they're not going to provide churches they're not going to provide attorneys in defense for that case. And so the churches are going to be on their own in defending themselves, which is just kind of shocking. And this isn't me saying this. This is the Southern Baptist Convention law firm, Gunter Jordan and Price. It's a general counsel of the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee and of the Southern Baptist Convention. They're out of Nashville, and they're the ones who are saying, churches, beware if you're chartering a Boy Scout troop. So we put together a webinar that's actually going to air December 9th, Wednesday at 12 noon, with Alliance Defending Freedom.
Is that 12 noon Eastern or 12 Central? What time is it?
12 noon Eastern. Sorry, 12 noon Eastern, 12 to 1:30. It's a free webinar, and we have Alliance Defending Freedom. It's going to talk about religious freedoms of churches. Focus on the Family is going to talk about gender identity issues and how you handle that as a church. Yeah, that's a big question. And then we have the Evangelical Council for Abuse Protection is going to talk to churches about how they keep kids safe. And we think that these are the three big issues that churches are dealing with: religious freedom, keeping kids safe, and sexual identity issues, how you deal with adults who are coming into your church and are claiming different sexual identification. How do you keep yourself from being sued or getting in trouble with those things? So we're bringing together the best experts in the country to talk for 90 minutes, answer questions. Of course, each one of these subjects could take days to talk about. We're going to cram them all in 90 minutes so that pastors and local ministry leaders who may not be able to afford or find attorneys who have this much knowledge on these subjects, they're going to be exposed to them for 90 minutes, be able to ask questions and hear the main things they should be concerned about, and then they can go deeper if they need to. But at least they're going to get a really good overview on these three critical issues for ministries today.
So you'll be offering advice on who to contact if they get in trouble.
They'll actually be running. They'll be speaking during the seminar. A representative from Alliance Defending Freedom, Evangelical Council for Abuse Protection, and Focus on the Family. They're sending us their experts on religious freedom and child protection and on sexual identity issues. They're sending us their experts to speak to us, and then there's a chance to ask questions of them, get further information, download free resources, all those things. And it's free. We get a lot of these questions, Pastor, from our churches that we charter with. Like I said, we're in over 800 churches in all 50 states. And they're always asking us these questions. How do we handle this? How do we handle that? Because they know we're a national organization, and they're just looking for help. And so we called together the best experts there are in the country. And then we said, we're going to open this up to all churches, all ministry. Anybody who wants to attend this 90-minute webinar can log in for free and get all this information, download free information, and also ask questions of these people. Attorneys aren't cheap. It costs you a couple $100 to get an attorney on the phone and ask a bunch of questions.
Yes.
So we're providing them for free to give this basic information. Some of them have written books on the subject. They understand these issues. They understand how to keep churches, the kids safe. and they understand how to keep churches from sacrificing their religious freedom. You know what's going on during this COVID. There's all sorts of things that we're accepting now that we never would have accepted before. Churches being closed down, not allowed to meet. Well, as a church, you need, and more than ever, you need to understand what your rights are. We need to understand what our religious freedoms are. And so we have Alliance Defending Freedom, who's, you know, they've been in front of the Supreme Court, I don't know how many times, defending some of these, the wedding cake folks. and any of these large national cases. They've been involved in these things. And so they kind of know what they're talking about. And you get direct access to them on Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern for 90 minutes.
You know, take a step further, too. It isn't just what our rights are. It's what our duties are to God. You know, he supersedes all governments of any kind, man, national, international, whatever. He supersedes all governments because he is the sovereign of all. But now, so how will people get in on this conversation tomorrow?
If they go to our website at traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com has two L's in the middle, Trail Life. Across the top, there's a little band, red stripe. You can click on that, or you can go to traillifeusa.com/religious freedom. If you just go to traillifeusa.com, you should be able to, across the top, I think there's a strip that says something about the webinar. You click on that, you register. Like I said, it's free. You do have to give your email address so that you can log in. We know who you are. And it's an interactive platform. Meetings being held in the summit at Traillife USA, which is an online platform that Traillife USA has. And so it's kind of interesting, Pastor. People really enjoy it. When you log in, it puts you, you're sitting at, around a campfire with five other people online, and you're talking with those five people, and then suddenly your camera will go off and your microphone will go off, and then the speaker will begin to speak, and then he'll say, now go back and talk at your campfire with people. Maybe he'll give a question or suggest something to talk about. So it's a little bit different than those webinars where you just sit and you kind of watch a talking head. You actually get to meet people and who are like-minded, who are there for the same reason you are, trying to get some answers. So it's going to be a great hour and a half. It's going to go really quickly. It's going to be packed full of information for people.
Are churches already facing repercussions? Is already starting to heat up?
We haven't heard anything directly related to the Boy Scouts, but you know, this environment that we're in right now, politically, we don't know what we're facing. You know, I think that we've had a period where I think that at the highest level of government, we've had people who are friendly to churches and to Christian ministries, and I don't know what we're facing next, but it could be that changes, and that the protections and the kind of safe time that the church has been operating in, you know, may be challenged. So we have got to know our rights, and I agree with you. They're not just rights that are given to us by our Constitution. These are also rights that are given to us by God.
These are duties.
These are duties before God.
Go ahead.
Right. So we need to know those duties, and we need to know our rights.
And we need to speak up and stand for those duties. We can't just bow down because some man's law says they have to. If it violates God's law, then we as believers, our true believers, our redeemed, blood-bought, born-again, converted believers, have to stand just like Paul did, or Peter, any rest of them. We have to stand for the truth. And millions have since Christ left. Millions have been martyred for the cause of Christ. You already know that, of course, Mark, because they stood in places where the government said, you can't stand that way. And they've done it anyway, and they've been martyred. And some in horrible ways, but if we are truly believers in Christ, and He is our Savior, and we love Him as we're told we should, we'll not compromise. It isn't because we don't want confrontation, but we can't back down when we're doing something for the glory of God. So if the churches are going to stand, they got to stand. And it's good to have people like Alliance Defending Freedom and other people out there working with them to help them take this to the court necessary. But no matter what the court says, Mark, it comes to a place where to say no, we're going to obey God first. You know what Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse, I think, 29, says that we have to obey God rather than men? You know, and I don't care if it's another lockdown because of this COVID hype. We don't lock down the church, period. That's what we're commanded by in Hebrews 10:25 to not forsake assembling ourselves together. We cannot lock down the church just because some governor says we have to. The governor does not overrule God's word, and our little church never did lock down. Matter of fact, we took a picture by the Bible study and church services and sent a copy to our governor along with a letter and tell him we're not shutting down our services because our God is not you. You're not our boss. We're not on your payroll. So we're going to do what we have to do to do what's right in the eyes of God. And we never caught any flack from them because they knew we weren't kidding. They knew we meant it. So I don't want to see it come to that. But I don't want to see it come to the point where these churches will be persecuted because they thought they were doing right supporting the Boy Scouts either. And it may come to a time sometime when you'll be persecuted because you won't take in transgenders and homosexuals and let them come in to influence young boys. You may see that in the future also. You know that, right?
Yeah. No, we understand that. We understand that we've taken a stand here, you know, a biblical stand, but it's who we are. And if we were to change that, we might as well just be the Boy Scouts. And but we're not. We're an unapologetic Christian organization that believes in raising godly young men. And so we've chosen our way. And we don't think there's any reason to depart from the path that we're on.
Amen. Well, I'm surprised because you're growing so quickly. You're now a nice organization. You're growing so quickly. I'm surprised you haven't already drawn some fire from some of these so-called organizations already because of your stand. I mean, many Christian fellowships, even churches now, drawing fire from the, what we're looking for, the homosexual movement, I guess you could say, the sodomites and lesbians that want to pervert the nation. I mean, they're already drawing fire because they won't compromise the scriptures, and they're going to meet together, promote the word of God. They're already catching fire. So I'm imagining that you haven't already been confronted somewhere, somewhat already with what you're doing.
Well, we know that there are people who don't agree with us, and but I'll tell you what, Pastor. You know, when you there are so many people in this country who understand that just the most simple things like boys and girls are different. And you know, any engaged parent or teachers who are paying attention know that boys and girls learn differently. They behave differently. They're wired differently. Even in the womb, they've done tests and found that boys and girls respond differently to stimuli. And so when we stand up and say that this is who we are and this is what we believe, I think that's why we're so successful. I think that there's a lot of folks out there and say, you know what, that makes sense. And we don't make it all about sexual orientation. It really is. It's about raising godly young men, and you know we don't need to run around, you know, shouting from the rooftops, you know, where we stand on sexuality. We just need to keep doing what it is we're doing, which is telling we've got a great place for boys. We understand how boys are wired. We understand that they need to move when they're learning. We understand that they need risk. We understand they need competition. We know they need to be challenged. There are different boys learn differently than girls, and they need an opportunity to be in an environment with godly men who are raising them and not isolating them or not criticizing them just for the simple act of being boys. You know, it's like
Amen.
Boyhood is some sort of social disease that needs to be eradicated or something. It isn't. Boyhood should be celebrated. Their strengths, their energy, their risk. You know, you could say that a lot of the good that's happened in this country and its history is because of good, brave, courageous, strong men and women who weren't told that they needed to tone it down or should still be quiet and pay attention. They took risk and were discouraging risk in young men today. But in Trail Off USA, we create a safe environment for boys to challenge themselves, for doing something they didn't do before, whether it's make a long hike or create something or a service project or serve somebody in some way, and really to push themselves beyond what things that they've done before, and they discover that they're strong and they're capable and they're winning men. And that's what we're missing in our culture is people who are applauding the energy,
Amen.
The strength, the creativity,
Amen.
the energy of boys. And I think that's why we're enjoying the success.
Well, you know, you said you would teach, of course, Christian principles and basics. If you do that, all the other things will fall in line. Morality falls in place under God's teachings. I mean, you don't need to shout from rooftops, so to speak. You're going to live it. And if necessary, yeah. you will take a stand. Whatever the called may be, was murdering babies or homosexuality or anything else or stealing or adultery, whatever it may be. As a Christian, you're going to live it. And if necessary, you'll take a stand against it or for something if it's righteous. That's what godly people do. Now, another question: are there going to be any girl organizations like Trail Life for Boys?
There is a great organization called American Heritage Girls, and they actually were around before we were. They're about 25 years old. We call them our big sisters because they've been around a lot longer than we have, and they were there at our beginning. They shared a lot of information with us initially, and I meet with the director of American Heritage Girls once a month. We talk about the challenges that we're having and how we can help each other. Great organization. They're out of Cincinnati, Ohio. You ought to have Patty on your show sometime. I think people would enjoy hearing from her story. Yes. And starting American Heritage Girls around her kitchen, her dining room table. 25 years ago, I think they're celebrating the 25th year anniversary this year, and I think they've got maybe 50,000 girls in the program. And
wow.
Just a great godly program, faith, fun, and I think it's faith, fun, and family is what they talk about all the time. But Patty would be a great guest on your show. I'm sure your listeners would love.
Well, get her information to me, and I will contact her. Really will, because it's important. We have both, you know. Our Creator knew what He was doing when He made boys and girls and how He made us different. How He made us as a team, as a husband and a wife, and as a society, actually. He made women strong in their perspective roles in life, and men also in their roles in life. And he made them to come together to build a home, to build a foundation for society. What you're doing now with the Trail Life USA, to these boys and the ladies doing with the young ladies, should be almost a requirement for all boys and girls to go through as they're growing up, because they need these basic teachings. Undoubtedly, Mark, you see the fact that our nation's unraveling morally. I mean, we're seeing, oh, it's hard to even mention what we're seeing happen in this country and how it's falling apart in every aspect, simply because God no longer allowed in the public forum. But what you're doing is bringing it back in, you and the lay organizations, bring it back into youngins, and by your help and the grace of God, we may have some young people growing up to take roles of leadership in this country that may change some things in the future for all of us.
Well, it's amazing what you can do when you have a boy's heart, and you find it in the outdoors. And so, we're not Sunday school in the outdoors. We're not a big, we call it like carrot cake. You know, Pastor, when you eat a piece of carrot cake, there's carrot in every bite, but you don't find these big old chunks. And that's
right.
How Christ is infused throughout Trail Life USA. We call it the carrot and the carrot cake. If you're a boy in Trail Life USA, you're not gonna miss Jesus. He's integrated, infused throughout the entire program. But it's not gonna feel like Sunday school where somebody's sitting up there and just drilling it into you. You're encountering Him in the outdoors. You're encountering Him through the lessons that you're learning, or the badges that you're doing, or the way that you're praying to open every meeting, or maybe a leader sharing a testimony or word or something. So we don't hit them over the head with it, because we have a lot of boys in the program who are not believers. You know, all of the adults are believers. They sign our statement of faith and our statement of values. But we allow boys of any faith or no faith at all to join, because we want them in that environment around godly men, enjoying the outdoors, being exposed and introduced to God in the great outdoors. So you're right. There's not a lot of people doing that. But we, boys, we're an organization. We focus on character, leadership, and adventure. Of course, now parents love the character and the leadership opportunities, but the boys love the adventure.
Of course.
So we get them outside with each other in a Christian environment, surrounded by Christian men, and they can't help but begin to look up to a man who's following after God, and to recognize in their whole lives they'll remember that man who led them maybe on a camping trip, or taught them something, or prayed with them, or shared something with them, or showed them God in how God's in His beautiful creation, how He manifests Himself in His creation. So we think we're doing a good thing, and it's, like I said, it's growing, and every day we're hearing stories of boys who are coming to Christ and families that are being strengthened, and dads who are being reconciled with their sons, and just a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, boy, that's very well put. And how many knows how many young boys you're going to lead to Christ through this? That never had a faith in anything before. Maybe they were just totally turned off against established religion because they saw it as something that's been forced on them more or less. And the churches they went to were maybe dead and really didn't have anything life in it. Well, what you're doing now, you're taking them out in an environment where Christ has lived in every aspect of it, yet they're enjoying their time with you. And that's so important. That's so important. Now, if folks want to find out more about the Trail Life USA, maybe have a boy or two in their area, how they might want to join this organization, how can they find out about you and how can they contact you?
Well, at our website at traillifeusa.com, there's a tab on there that says Get Connected. When you click on there, it says Find a Troop or Start a Troop. If you go to Find a Troop, it shows the map of the United States. You can put in your zip code, and it'll show you all the troops that are in your area, you know, where they're meeting, how to contact them. And so if you're looking to join a troop, you click on Find a Troop. Now, if there's not a troop in your area, you click on Start a Troop, and it'll walk you through. We have some great volunteers and staff members that help you get your troop up and running. So if you don't have a troop in your church, you need one. And so just follow the starter troop, and I'll show you how to get a troop going.
Wow, that'd be wonderful. And folks, again, it's traillifeusa.com, traillifeusa.com. And join tomorrow. Tell them again how they can join you tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, go to that same website, traillifeusa.com, and look across the top. I think it's a red stripe up there. It'll say something about the webinar. Click on that. You can register and join us for free and hear from get some great information on how you can keep your church safe during these times.
All right, folks. Again, check it out, please. But do contact the Trail Life USA. If you have young boys and you want to start a troop here in RA in West Virginia, contact them. I know some people out there that would love to have a ministry like this to work with youngins across the country. Now is your chance to do so. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid to call. I guarantee you these people will talk to you and do everything they can to help you get established if you want to do it. But do try it. Give it a shot. Talk to them. Again, traillifeusa.com. It will not hurt. Check it out. You never know where it's going to lead. You may find out something very interesting along the way. And find out that maybe you can help some young men find their way in this life that they're not learning anywhere else. And thank you so much for joining us tonight, Mark. It's been good having you. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, I appreciate you and the ministry that you're doing there, and we appreciate your ministry. We'll be praying for y'all.
Well, I'm glad you're there. Thank you for what you're doing. And if anything else I need to know that you want to get on the air, let me know. We're glad to work with you where we can. And God bless you, my friend, and I pray Godspeed to you and all that you're involved in.
You too, my friend. God bless you.
Okay. Good night. Talk to you soon. Folks, I don't know how, I mean, that's about the best we can do. I mean, that's what an organization to be part of and help and support. I wish I were younger in some ways. I could start one here in our area. I think we have one not too far from where I live in a little town called Mount Nebo. But let's stand up and pray for these folks, pray for the situation we're in, and give them strength and courage to go on. We'll see you tomorrow night. A wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.